Abdulkadir Khan is a nuclear scientist, and he's a national hero in Pakistan. To the U.S. and other Western nations, Khan is among the most infamous dealer in nuclear secrets in history. They say he sold blueprints and equipment to Libya, North Korea, and Iran. And it's just come out that A.Q. Khan may be responsible for putting something more dangerous on the black market. The World's Matthew Bell has our story.
What's come out in recent days is that Khan's black market network appears to have sold digital blueprints for an advanced, miniaturized nuclear warhead. It's the kind of device that's made to fit on a missile. Former UN weapons inspector David Albright helped break this story. He's the current president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington. Albright says the advanced weapon designs were discovered by Swiss authorities on a computer owned by two Swiss brothers. Along with their father, the brothers are accused of being weapons dealers and part of the A.Q. Khan network. It was 4 years ago when U.S. and allied intelligence agencies broke up that network. Albright says the discovery of these weapon designs now raises some very troubling questions.
One is, how did these two Swiss brothers and their father get a sophisticated nuclear weapon that looks to be from Pakistan's nuclear arsenal? And two, this is the kind of design that would be very attractive to countries like Iran and North Korea, and inevitably leads to the question that I don't think these Swiss nationals would have had these designs unless they intended to sell them.
Albright says the Swiss government has destroyed the computer files, citing the danger of them falling into the hands of terrorists. But he says the biggest question now is whether the plans were ever sold to Iran or North Korea or both. Or perhaps the files still exist on computer hard drives elsewhere. The hardest part of building a nuclear weapon is getting the uranium or plutonium needed to fuel a bomb. But Albright says it would be a huge setback for global nuclear security if countries like Iran and North Korea got hold of such advanced bomb designs.
People have this misnomer that somehow the Internet's filled with bomb design information. It's filled with all kinds of information about nuclear weapons. Some is wrong, some is right. It's not filled with designs. What you have on the Internet typically is maybe, you know, you'll have a part. But often they're not, the measurements aren't precise, by no means complete.
A.Q. Khan is under house arrest in Pakistan, and the government there has denied access to him. But Khan has been speaking with Western news agencies in recent days, and he's denying Albright's accusations. Khan says it's all a pack of lies. Another question this story has helped bring attention to is whether U.S. intelligence agencies might have acted sooner to bring down Khan's network. Matthew Bunn is a nuclear security expert at Harvard University.
I absolutely think it was a major policy blunder by the U.S. government, not an intelligence blunder by the CIA, not to move sooner on the network. The argument for not moving sooner was to collect more information so that we could take down the network more completely. But I think a lot of the damage that the network did was in the final years when they had already been penetrated.
Adrian Levy is the co-author of a book on Pakistan's trade in nuclear secrets. He says the latest revelations show just how extensive that business really was.
When one looks back at the so-called Khan network, at every stage there appear to have been gathering evidence of there being country-to-country transactions rather than the actions of one man acting as a filter or grand salesman, putting out warhead blueprints. And, you know, that's a seductive idea, a great sort of Dr. Strangelove caricature, but it just doesn't bear relation to the scale of the project that Pakistan was engaged in.
Pakistan's government has issued a statement saying it wants to assure the world that it is committed to the cause of nonproliferation. But A.Q. Khan remains an important political figure in Pakistan. Leading government officials there have said they would like to see Khan released from house arrest. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.